Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Modern Aged Middle Life, a podcast brought to you by Emily Baum and Graham Jarvis, comedy writers addressing modern-day confusions for the middle-aged. But it did make us start to think about what other products are out there.
Yeah.
And what other bizarre tech is available for us to buy today. So could you talk us through what this is, Graham?
A lot of people use their phones all the time, like my friend Pat texting her son just across the room. So they think of their phone as their baby. So somebody's decided it would be a good idea to have your charging cable look like that.
An umbilical cord. Which is lovely.
Who would
buy that? I would love to have been in the moulding session for that.
I mean,
that is disgusting. It looks like somebody's, an alien is eating your phone.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't so keen on using this tonight, but the butcher said, no, it looks great.
So I think it looks fantastic. You wouldn't get a work colleague coming up going, can I borrow your charger?
Perhaps that's the idea.
They would just avoid you like the plague, wouldn't they? It's just not right. We carried on looking, didn't we, Graham?
This was, which railway station was this taken in?
Victoria Train Station.
In the 60s. At that time, they were worried, no doubt with the Beatles and everything, how people were smoking too much dope. And they felt that perhaps vibrating machines would be so popular that people wouldn't want to smoke dope anymore. And so they put these in popular places, like in this case, Victoria Station.
But this obviously drew the different type of age range to the ones that they were hoping, because the people in this picture look to be about 104. We have a gentleman on this near side end dressed as a train employee who obviously cannot afford his own shoes because he's not wearing his shoes at all. Winston Churchill's younger brother at the other end. And then in the middle, we've got Nora Batty who's having a whale of a time.
You can see her heading towards the vibrator machine. And then standing there, she's looking like, what's going on? What am I supposed to be doing here?
Oh, this is nice. This is better than sitting on the tumble dryer at home.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they've got vibrator written in massive words down the side that really drew my attention. I love the fact that that's in the middle of a mainstream train station and people are walking past that on a daily basis. But this is genuine. This was to cure people's desire to have cannabis. They thought they could vibrate it out of them in the middle of public places. This is now called a power plate, and you can use one in your local gym. But I love the joy it brings to that lady in the middle. She's very happy.
She's not going home.
When they took that down, she was still on it.
The guy on the right's holding the button, isn't he?
Yeah. The guy on the right's holding the button. And she's like, I don't know where it's coming from, but I quite like it.
Yes. Can't wait to get home and have a joint.
Yeah. She was too high already. Continuing along Graham's childhood memories, this was another product from the 1960s.
Now, who would love one of these? Never be caught without toothpaste again.
So we're looking at an image of a lady with a very large hat with pockets around the outside. And the actual sales slogan for this product that was invented in France in the 1960s was never be caught without toothpaste again. Because I don't know about you, whenever I leave the house and I haven't got a tube of Colgate, I absolutely panic. Panic. I mean, I don't know if they designed this for people with halitosis. Graham, what's your thoughts?
I think she's forgotten to bring her toothbrush and brought a hair comb instead.
Which it's a man's hair comb. It's not even a lady's hair comb.
Unless it's an early toothpick, isn't it? You just break off a little spine.
Yeah, one at a time. But what's the third item? Any guesses?
Nail brush.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's like a straightener or something. It's very weird.
Yeah.
The advertisers also said that it was an ideal solution for carrying your keys. Never lose your keys again. Only problem is if you ever tilt forward, you lose your keys forever.
Yeah. Perhaps that's it. Perhaps it's to train your posture.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. But can you imagine if you're walking along and all your belongings are in the top of a hat and someone just walked past and took your toothpaste, I'd be devastated. You wouldn't be able to brush your teeth. This was hot couture and worth a fortune in France, but I don't think it took off that well. And I don't think that woman ever worked again in the advertising industry. Not after that. Can you imagine going to your next casting call and they go, what have you been in? Oh, I did hat with pocket. You probably saw it. No. And then I went on Love Island.
Oh, the frustration when somebody did want to buy it, but said, I don't like that colour. Have you got one with a
floral
design?
Colour? Yeah. What if it rains? Those pockets will fill.
Yeah. Okay, anybody interested in buying one of these?
Anyone want to come in at ground source level?
No.
No? Okay. Maybe with the next one.
I can't. I've got a double astonishment about this. This thing apparently makes loud, screamy noises to sort of frighten you to death. It's got a sensor that knows if anyone's approaching it. And so I was saying, who would buy one of these? I
don't know. Who would buy a haunted toilet paper holder?
I'm obviously wrong here. You would. And guess who did? Guess who said, I've got one of those?
We did. We put one in. We did have a haunted toilet roll holder. We thought it was really funny, and this is really mean now, I have to say it out loud, it's really bad. So my daughter's got cerebral palsy, so she's got, which sounds really awful now, I've said it out loud, and she's got a jump mechanism. And we thought one Halloween, taking into account she got cerebral palsy and a jump mechanism, we would put a haunted toilet roll holder in her bathroom. And then when she went to use the toilet and it went, she went, and fell off the toilet.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good
Not
at
good.
All.
But then we taught her how to reprogram the noises, and she had a whale of a time scaring the hell out of Nanny.
You get the skeleton with it?
I don't know. I don't know what the bare bones of the packaging is here. Sorry.
Goodness.
Again, $5.99 off the Graham and Emily QVC channel, which we will be vlogging later. So, yeah, haunted toilet roll holder.
Oh, this one. Oh, goodness.
Any
me.
Guesses what this might be? Tamagotchi. You're close. You're very, very close. Anyone remember a Tamagotchi? It was a virtual pet that wasn't virtual because it was a key ring and you had to carry it everywhere and then it died. And then your parents had to buy another one. And then that died. And then you just had loads of plastic boxes around your bedroom that were all dead. It was supposed to teach children about the preciousness of life. To me, it looks a bit like a sperm key ring.
It's the strapia that get me.
It's the what?
Strapia.
Strapia?
Strapia next.
Are you sharing something about your private life,
no,
sir?
Or...
it's sending you somewhere you don't want to go. You think this is rude. You think you've booked into something rude. We have to be PG-13. By saying the word sperm, I've already risked my rating. So this is actually, and I know you're going to rush out to the shops, this is a Bakutan 2 ghost radar charm. Only available from Japan! So basically, you buy this item, you attach it to your handbag or your mobile phone, which I know is common things that men walk around with, and then when there is a ghostly apparition near you, or any sign of a poltergeist, this item will glow red to warn you, you are going to die. Or that your nan's come back to tell you where she's hidden the TV times.
Does it go off in your toilet?
It goes off in your toilet, yeah. Yes, so this is exactly what this is for. And you can buy this. This is on the internet now. You can buy this apparition finder detector. I think if this went red and this was on my phone, I might possibly wet myself and need the haunted toilet roll holder.
That's the thing. I mean, if it glows red, it clearly works. So
clearly?
Yeah.
Clearly, you'd buy this as a novelty item and then you would find yourself developing some sort of anxiety.
Yeah,
off
imagine.
The back of it.
You're sitting in your room and you think, gosh, it's getting a bit chilly, but the central heating's on. Oh, it's really cold in here. Put a jumper on. I'm really, really cold. And then it glows red. I mean, God's sake.
And you start to float on your own bed.
Yeah.
And your head starts spinning.
And white mist comes through.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my Saturday night, Graham. All the time. I tell you, that's what you're going to go and buy people for Christmas. That's an ideal Secret Santa. For a colleague at work who's slightly nervous, isn't it? If there's Marjorie in accounts and you think she might be on the cusp of leaving and she needs a little push, that's what you want to get Marjorie.
That would get rid of Marjorie.
That would get rid of Marjorie,
sure.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Bless her. This is a glamorous advert, Graham. You picked this. What was it about this very attractive woman wearing very little clothing that drew your eye?
Well, this is to do with bikinis.
Oh, okay. Were you shopping for bikinis, Graham?
Well, I thought perhaps I don't know what superheroes wear nowadays, but It was drawn to my attention that if you're out in the sun, obviously there's a risk, so you put sun lotion on. And as we know, sun lotion doesn't last forever. You need to keep reapplying it. And as we also know, as human beings, we're hopeless at doing that. What we all need is a bikini, which will notify you by sending a message to your phone, which will ping, because the app's there to ping, and will tell you it's time to reapply your sun cream. So this is a smart bikini designed to help you know when to reapply sun cream.
Shall I show you a picture? Yeah? It's funny that you ask a gentleman if he'd like to see a picture of a bikini. Very, very rarely do they decline. So this is the smart bikini with what looks like some sort of mace apparatus attached to the gusset where you can get somebody's eye out when you've decided you need more lotion. So the bikini will actually notify you through app that you're burning, because people's eyes don't work always, so or their skin heat temperature can't always feel it. And it will tell you to reapply using these sensors that are attached in the gusset of the bikini. Now, I wear a lot of suntan cream around the gusset area, as I'm sure you can imagine. I think it's a common problem, isn't it?
Always for me, yeah. When I've got a bikini on, I always feel really uncomfortable. I feel people are looking at me on the beach. I don't know why.
But you know, this would help you then to put your... And we thought this was bad enough, didn't we? But it gets worse.
Because if you're not sure whether...
It's a stroke
you
of genius.
Need to go one way or another way, say to get to your local coffee shop. So this has got two vibrators and it will vibrate left or right to tell you. So you'll be walking along and suddenly whoop, and then whoop. And obviously people won't think you're drunk, but that's what the smart bikini can do for you. Anybody?
So they've adapted this to be full-size trousers, which vibrate, which is why all these ladies are smiling. I don't know what the benefit of this is. I think it's supposed to be when you've got your sat-nav on or you're trying to find a destination, it tells you to vibrate left or right if you're going to the right place. Or maybe it just gives you a quick shock every once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't understand. This. You can crowdfund this now, ladies and gentlemen. You can invest. You can get in on the ground floor of vibrating trousers and smart bikinis.
It's even better.
I know. It's phenomenal, isn't it? You're in there like swimwear. Thank you, madam. Thank you. I absolutely loved it. And I like the ping will satisfy those who want to interact. Good. Just in case we hadn't got that. If you want to interact with your surroundings, they will vibrate.
How I can't
do you set
imagine.
That? Do you set that when you walk past the library?
Trousers ping.
You make everyone else's trousers ping. Yeah. Is that just a statement, sir? You're sharing an awful lot this evening. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Pass their
trousers ping. Yeah, exactly. You could message them. Tinder would have a totally different side, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? You'd swipe left someone in the local area, walk past them, your trousers start vibrating towards them. I saw you from across the street, did you? I hardly noticed. It's genius. See, yes. We've sold another pair. This man is our ideal consumer. We've sold him like four items.
Yeah, when you're trying to find your partner in a supermarket or department store, I'm sure they'll develop it so you can say, I'll make sure you find me. And you suddenly set off with a vibration, this vibration. Oh, buying the coat rack. Yeah.
It's like having an ankle tag that actually drags you back to prison, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Oh, we're not talking about the incident in Poundland today. Okay. So if you do want to invest in these very exotic trousers, now is the time. But if you do have some extra money available...
And a lot of money.
Can we suggest... you treat yourself to a Somnox breathing sleep aid robot at the very nominal price of £549. This is a kidney bean that you go to bed with. And no, that's not slang for somebody's husband. As you can see, it's a naturally contoured and comfortable experience. This man looks like he's basically hugging a breeze block. And somebody's glued a poor baby's hand to it for the other advertising campaign. The idea of this is that it helps you sleep better and calms you by putting a foreign object in your bed that makes funny noises and vibrates in the night. Would you like one for your birthday, Graham? So if you want to treat yourself this Christmas, buy yourself a Somnox, which just rolls off the tongue, breathing aid. people who can't breathe.
No, I couldn't believe this was true. I just can't believe this is true.
We are lowering the tone, I'm sorry.
Sorry about this. And someone the other day said to me when I was telling you about it, said, that's not a condom, that's a ring. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
What are we looking at? Because we are on a podcast, so we have to explain to the listeners what you're seeing. Because the wonderful thing about podcasts is we can wear whatever we like when we're recording them.
Yeah.
Usually no trousers.
Well, this is the Icon, called the Icon Smart Condom. And it gets various statistics about you from whatever you're doing. Frequency, sort of...
calories.
The number of calories you're expending. And again, they seem to be app mad, these products.
Like a this... Willy Fitbit.
It's a Willy Fitbit, yes.
Willy Fitbit.
Willy well Fitbit, yeah. Exactly. You're absolutely correct. And it is a wearable for lower classes.
And just like Fitbits, the app offers to let your friends know so you can, so that you can compare with your friends how you're doing.
So if you're bored of chasing steps with Tracy from up the road or your running club, let's get things up a notch. Come on. Let's get the guys together so they can compete on how many calories they've burnt off in one evening after 5 lagers and a curry. If they're wearing their flatulence pants, they'll probably get a slightly higher level.
This could really be good, isn't it? And afterwards, perhaps, after we use one of those pillows to...
Yes, to help them go
to sleep. Yeah.
Sleep it off.
With all the excitement of the iSmart condom.
I like the fact it's called an iCon.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds like a big con.
Any interest?
Any interest? Anyone
any interest?
Get in?
I'm going to... Any interest?
Any interest?
I've got a good true story, but I'm really discreetly telling
you. All right.
So
Sweden.
Health promotion.
Health promotion.
All that stuff.
Okay.
And now 100,000 free condoms with a QR code on them.
Oh.
And said, scan that when you're next to engaging in your activity.
Because that doesn't ruin the mood or anything.
Put your phone on your bed.
Yeah.
Right? And then it played that back in billboard adverts all across Sweden of people in Grimsby are doing it for 20 minutes. People in
Grimsby are doing it in 20 minutes because they've got to keep warm. That's why.
Louder in this part of the town, they're quieter in that.
Really?
Wobble more in this part of town.
That's him.
Really? And it took off.
Which part of town wobbled more? I really want to know.
Conmania, I think it's called.
Conmania.
It's Gothenburg, but I can't remember.
Oh.
Wow.
Did you understand that? So when you tell that story and people go, really? And you go, yeah, it's true. They go, how do you know about that? Which part? When did you join in?
Google it.
Yeah. That's the other thing. We all Google things. Were we stupid before? Before Google, you're all around. You know, we couldn't find our direction because we didn't have vibrating trousers. I was getting burnt all the time, so my bikini wasn't paying attention. I was haunted by ghosts.
Yeah.
No. I had to go to the toilet without being screamed at.
And your tongue wasn't burning because of the Pop-Tart.
Exactly. I wasn't being accosted by Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I was happy with my little poached egg.
I used to cut things, you know, articles out of the newspaper and then I'd keep
them. And you'd keep them?
Yeah.
I feel like we've gone into therapy now.
Yeah, yeah.
And
stop
did,
listening,
and
stop the recording.
How did that make you feel?
Yeah.
In control.
And you like sticking. Who doesn't like a bit of hobbycraft sticking?
You'd be no good with the vibrating things then. You're like, I want to be in control. I will go where I want to be. If it's vibrating on the left, you turn right.
Glad we got some clarity. I was a little bit foggy there. It's getting uncomfortable there. So you like to cut things out of the newspaper and then stick stories about bizarre tech or just random things?
Things that were interesting that I felt were relevant to my life. But of course, now I can look them up on Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were actually almost like hoarding information.
Yes, I was.
But your parents loved you when you're on photo album 72 and they were like, what are you cutting out today? A recipe for really nice chicken.
And have you still...
You still have it?
I still have the recipe for very nice chicken.
Oh, for very nice chicken. Well, if you could share it, that'd be brilliant. Because when I open my butcher shop, I've got to have recommendations. This is one for the ladies. One for the ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the next stage of beauty, the face iron. Like life wasn't hard enough and they couldn't sell you more microfiber dermabrasion if you drew a breath. Now you can iron your own face. Now, madam, one of your super skills would obviously have been eternal youth, obviously, because no superhero gets old. You don't see Grandma Man, do you? So would this have appealed to you, ironing your face? This is an actual product you can buy. It's a face iron. And the science behind it, hang on, I had to write this down because it just reeked of lies, in all want of another word. The advertising campaign is, it's an iron for your face. That's it. Simple, straight to the point. Literally, irons your wrinkles away. It's called the Omni Nasolabial Iron. Catchy. Catchy. For smoothing skin out. Now, Graham, yep. I don't want to give away what I've got you for Christmas. But, so this is the actual advertising picture here. This lovely lady in black and white who looks like she's having a field day with her own face.
Yeah,
and
looks,
then the real picture is this very angry skinned looking woman in the middle who looks like she's been in a fight and she's got a black eye, if you notice. A very red face, and I think she's probably been crying quite a lot. And then this is the new version that Primark are going to be releasing in time for Christmas, which is basically repurposing the iron that you have in the cupboard already. Just unplug it first and then wait for it to cool just a little bit, and then you'll give yourself a facial peel as well as smoother skin. And you can do your underpants afterwards.
It sounds good to me.
I think it's perfect. Yeah. I think it's a much cheaper option than going out and buying a specific iron for your face, because then where do you stop? You have feet irons. Steam your own feet dry.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
Doesn't everyone?
Yes.
Okay.
No?
Okay, of course I haven't got a foot iron.
No.
Why did I say that?
Would you buy this for your wife?
No. Well, I might... Yeah, perhaps the Primark dual purpose one, she might like, although I don't think we tend to get different sort of fabrics that don't need that much ironing.
So in one sentence, you've basically told me you're cheap, you don't buy very expensive gifts for your wife, and she wears a lot of poly cotton blends.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's not here tonight, so...
Where is she? Picking up the face iron from John Lewis?
No, I would send her, I think there's a sale on where they do the icon things, yeah.
Ah, okay. And I'm going to move on now so that we get to my favourite item.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Who doesn't love a cat? This is... This is... I can't believe I've got to say this out loud. This is the Umi tail wagging cushion. Now, if you don't like cats, or you don't like animals, or you're allergic to animals, or you just hate all living things, buy one of these items because it will change your life. Now, what's the feature that we particularly like on this, Graham?
The tail actually does wag.
It looks like a flattened cat, doesn't it?
It does look
it's
a bit like
roadkill.
People are obviously going to say, is that a real animal ever? Is there anything involved in it?
I think it's probably all fake, but the tail does swish back and forth when you're petting this fake roadkill pillow. And it's supposed to be soothing and make you feel better. I think it's quite scary. And the woman in the picture is very unimpressed by the whole experience as well. Yes. She's another one that's thinking, I wish I'd got that pocket hat gig, because my life would have been totally different.
I think she's got the little sperm shaped warning thing, and she's looks like she's gone completely white.
This dead cat is haunted. It's haunted.
One minute there was nothing there, it glowed red, and whoa, she's got the wagging tail pillow on her lap. Yeah.
So I think we can conclude with the fact there is a lot in modern life that we don't get, and
don't
I'm
get
sensing that our audience didn't get either. Did you? Were there any products there that made a lot of sense to you?
The toilet roll holder.
You love that, don't you? Having seen a child fall off the bog to that, I kind of get that. It was very funny. That was £250 from you being framed. I'm never going to get. Never. We are going to continue to explore.
Yep.
And find the reasoning behind random decisions like Graham's shirt. And we will continue to bring those to you through our podcast. So thank you for being
part
of Mammals for this evening. I've been Emily Borb, and this has been
Graham Jarvis.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Steve, for coming.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Media Music in association with Mac Entertainment.